Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. If you'd like to give a call today to discuss anything with us, whether it's any of the subjects we'll be talking about, then give us a call on number 347-215-8421. Or if you'd like to give us an update reading, or if you've got an interesting story or a paranormal incident you'd like to share with us, then please give us a call on that number. Now bear with me for a minute or two, just while I do a sound check, just to make sure it doesn't sound scrambled because we've had some problems the past couple of weeks. No, I mean, sorry, I lied. Past few months. So let me just check this. Let me just check something here. I've got to wait for the audio to catch up on what I'm talking about. Here we are. Quick brown author sat on the mud room. Now it's starting to sound a bit scrambled to me. Yeah, it's sounding scrambled. Now, Nunu, just come off your mute for a moment.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, just talk for a minute and I'm listening back.
Check one, check two, check three, check four.
Now, it's kind of, you can hear words, but it's now and then breaking up.
Okay.
It just scrambled.
Let's play a song and call back into the show.
Right, okay.
Okay, right. We'll do that.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All I can hear is what sounds like somebody eating some crisps. Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my name is Brandy. I was just calling into the show.
Oh, I didn't know anybody was calling.
Oh, well, it's been weird.
That was
strange.
Weird.
We were
what
trying
happened?
To sort out the audio. We're having some audio problems. Well, we were just having some audio problems, and we could hear some background noise, and you were there.
Oh, wow.
Are you eating chips, Brandy?
You eating something? You munching on something?
I was eating chips.
No, that's what it was. I was like...
Well, how are you hearing? Are you hearing us okay?
I'm actually calling through Skype, so I'm listening to it that way.
Okay, because we're having some really, really bad sound issues.
I think mm-hmm. it might be okay now, so we'll carry on.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, we'll just talk to Brandy, and then we'll open our show up. Brandy, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was calling on. I was actually calling for a reading. I've been having kind of a tough time, and I was just curious if y'all saw when that might pass or what's going on.
Well, what's been going on with you? Talk to us about what's been happening.
I've been very emotional.
Okay. Has this been going on longer than a week?
Yeah.
So it's been going on for a while?
It
okay.
has.
All right. Well, let's
sometimes
just...
Okay. And sometimes it gets worse.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let's just kind of see if we can kind of get you a good summary of what's going on with you. But hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Huh. Are you on any medications now?
No, but I feel like I'm having some health issues.
Well, it's what it boils down to is it does look like you're about to enter into a time period that is for alchemy, so to speak. This is something that is indicative of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go into the actual spread, your cups are upside down. Now, cups represent emotions. Cups represent anything that has flow, blood, that sort of thing. And when mm-hmm. I'm kind of going through this just to see what's going on, you do have some very high coin issues, which can represent thyroid.
Yeah.
Coin tail spreads represent organs and glands, that sort of thing, and it looks like there's thyroidal things. And my batons are upside down, too, which are things that are indicative of hormones or emotion, or medical emotions, some sort of mental thing. But it kind of seems like, because what I'm seeing here is that normally your batons are right side up, so that means that you're usually okay. So I really do think that this is something that has to do with thyroid, pituitary gland. It looks like there's something medical going on with you with that. And so why don't you get that checked out? And that's where it looks like you'll probably start having your balance. Okay.
Yeah, I'm also concerned about my blood sugar.
And that, of course, that's with our cups upside down, that's something. Now, your high priestess is right side up, which is... Not your high priestess, your empress. I know I'm giving you a lot of tarot terms, but these are things that mean something symbolically. So it doesn't look like you're going through menopause or anything like that. It looks like it's actually something that may be thyroidal. So, you know, that's what you really should have checked on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you.
No problem, dear. No problem. And thanks for listening, and thanks for helping us know whether or not we sound how we sound.
Whether we suck.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nobody in the chat room tell us how we sound. Usually we have the chat room has a lot of people in it. But okay, thank you so much. Okay. So we have another caller.
Discombobulated.
I know.
Let me just give me 1 second. Devil listens audio again, right? We have to keep doing audio checks throughout the show to make sure it's on.
Okay. A caller at 229. We will be with you in a moment. We just need to make sure we sound okay. And I'll be quiet.
Thank you. Okay, we're sounding all right at the moment, so fingers crossed.
Yay! Okay.
So what are we doing?
Okay. Well, is there anything, any current issues that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's talk about the past. Well, I went to Blue Planet Aquarium on Friday, which was cool because they had fish. Strangely enough, that was cool. They've got sharks and they've got a new thing with tarantulas and all kinds of stuff there. That was pretty cool. You know what I was looking at today? You know, I was thinking about getting some African giant land snails. You know, I was thinking about that. Hello?
Yes.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Having problems?
My mute was on.
Oh.
My mute is
on. Right, sorry, I thought it was good. Right. What was I saying? Oh, this is such a mess.
African land snails. You've been talking about getting one for a couple of years now, and I said no.
Yeah, well, I've changed my mind. You know what I want now?
Oh, you don't want to get one
anymore. No.
You want a little shark.
I've got one. Giant Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
You don't want one of those?
I do, seriously.
You don't want a roach.
I do. That's what I want. That's what I've seriously been looking at today, about taking care of them. And, you know, they grow, like, you know, up to, like, this big.
That is insane.
I think they're pretty cool because they're really docile and they don't bite you, they just lay their eggs under your skin and stuff, you know, so, I mean, how bad is that? It's not too bad, that's, you know. So, yeah, I've been looking at them and seriously wanted to get one or two. Anyway, current events, here we go. One of the things that's which I find pretty awesome, is the millions marching against genetically modified crops, plea Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place, you know, it was in different countries, and it wasn't really covered, as far as I know, in the mainstream media. So it was millions of people marching against it, you know.
Right.
And it just shows you sometimes how much control the media are in our information. Because there's a lot of people out there that won't know about this. So that's really awesome, these people marching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's good because it's, you know, they're saying, you know, put the pesticides and this and that on your crops. It's all going to be okay. And they're stood there putting stuff on your crops, saying, yeah, it's okay for you to eat, but they've got biohazard suits on when they're handling this stuff. You know,
there was a time where they used to go into the classrooms and spray people. like they would show the kids just how safe it was, and they would spray them in their in the classroom.
Right. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, this is going to link in here, was I wanted to bring up chemtrails, and there was a recent video from a month or two ago about somebody called Kristen Megan, I think her name was. I don't have the information up at the moment, but I wanted to use the audio to play on the show because she used to be in the military. But I'm waiting for permission from the person on YouTube so I can get the audio off its place. So hopefully I'll hear something by next week. But now, I believe, like I said, I've not, unfortunately, I've not really researched into this very much, but I have seen a little bit of information that Monsanto have created some sort of stunts gene in the plants, I presume, against aluminium or aluminium, which has been proven to be sprayed by chemtrails. So, of course, you know, chemtrails are being spread and it's affecting the plants, but they come up with a gene which is going to stop that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks I'll be able to get permission to use that audio and I can play it on the show because it's in the military and she talks about evidence and pretty much, you know, hear from the horse's mouth about chemtrails being, you know, the aluminium and barium and something else being sprayed in the atmosphere. What's it called? Something in an S. Anyway, I'll look for that.
Okay.
I hope we get permission. Do you need to take,
we have a line of people. We have a line of people. Before we take this caller at 229, one of the things that I really want us to do over the next couple of weeks is, you know, the show we've been talking about a lot of things that are kind of controversial. We've been talking about paranormal things. We've been talking about all kinds of cool stuff. But one of the things that we really want to do is to help people with their healing process. So, you know, we have done a show on forgiveness before in the archives. It was one of our top-rated archived episodes with thousands of listens. And a lot of people have gotten in touch with us to talk about this process. And I think that it would be really nice to talk with somebody who is in desperate need of some deep, deep, deep work, forgiveness for, you know, just really needing to let go of some things. And one of the methods that we've been dabbling in or talking about is called Ho'oponopono, and it's a Hawaiian act of forgiveness. It's not a traditional act because it's something that is, and when I say traditional, I'm just saying that it's not something that is passed on from generation to generation to generation. It's a Hawaiian word. You know, the doctor who started working on it is a Hawaiian doctor. But basically, it's also something that we can't force on anybody, but it is a real process of regressive forgiveness where you go back to the source of what is wrong, the source of you know, why we even allow people to treat us in certain ways. Some people that I've worked with were children that were touched by adults, and to have somebody with that deeply ingrained of an issue sit back and say, okay, I want to focus on forgiveness, it can be very, very, very frustrating, frightening, scary, anger-inspiring when there's somebody sitting with you saying you have to ask for forgiveness. You have to ask for forgiveness. You know, what does a six-year-old child need to be forgiven for when it comes to something like that? So it's where you sometimes have to go back. You have to be regressed to not even a past life necessarily, but just the doorway before you come into this life of the things that you agreed to experience before you got here. You know, it's very, very deep. And so if that's something that somebody would like to look into, or discuss. It is, this is what the show is for, too. It's not just about one thing. It's also not just about getting a reading to see when are you going to get somebody who's going to fall in love with you. It's about actually being able to live a life with inner peace that's progressive and, mending and transcending, not just, when am I going to move on to the next hot mess. So remember that, because this is about, really, really, really helping each other and real compassion and real love. So, but let's take the next caller and see what's going on. Caller at 229. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to know, can you tell me some of the things, any good things coming up for me in the next couple of months in any area?
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin? Okay, Melvin, if you have us on your radio, can you turn us down because we're getting some feedback? Or on your computer, rather?
Yes, ma'am.
We do love the sound of our own voices, but not all the time.
Not when it's going to be confusing. Okay, but yeah, let's look and see of some good things that are going to be coming into Melvin's life. Melvin?
Yes,
Okay, all right, let's see. Hold on just a moment. Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. Oh, okay. Melvin, what this actually looks like is job prospects, financial prospects coming up for you. If we're going to turn this into a time frame, I believe we're talking about August time. Okay? Looks like you're going to have some opportunities. Now, you may not necessarily be looking for something that's going to offer you more responsibility, but it actually does look like something like this is just, in your journey, in your process, you are going to find some pretty awesome, it looks like there's about five prospects. Now, they may not all be happening within the month of August, but it does look like they begin around August time. So you're about to come into a time period where it is about you and your finances, and not only about that, but it's also about ethics, because it looks like you're going to have some ethical challenges too. And this is starting around August.
Okay.
Because the job
I work at now, it's a mental hospital here in Georgia, and the commissioner came down and said they're going to close it down in December the 31st. And do you see that taking place, or do you see someone stepping in and saving us, or it's about 700 employees going to be out to work?
Let me see here. Okay. Let's see. August, September, October, November, December. It really actually does look like there might be something going on. Now, what this is actually being called is a long pause. And what that means is it really does look like there might be something happening, but it looks like something may come in to save the day later. So I know that this is something that sounds a little frustrating, but it kind of looks to me as if they're going to be on this really, really tight budget.
Right.
I mean, they really may shut down. They really may have to find places for people to go. But it doesn't look like the hospital is necessarily going to stay shut forever. It just looks like it's, like I said, it's being called a long pause.
Okay.
So if they do have to, you know, condense down to the bare minimum and then find people places to stay. And I know that this is an extremely important place. It still looks like there's a point where it may open up, or it may just be that they have to go down to a very thin staff. And then when the money comes in, they can start bringing people back. It looks very, very, very frustrating and very tough.
It is. It really is. What do you see me in that situation? I mean, will I be laid off? Or?
It really does look like you probably would. You're going to find some really positive opportunities that you really should be taking or investigating.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So I did apply for a coaching job, and the coach hired me, and then he turned around and said that, you know, he squashed my position. Do you think maybe it's a football job, coaching job? You think maybe he will give me a call back? Because you said in August, and that's when the season starts.
It sounds like it. It really does sound like it, doesn't it? And there's some other opportunities coming up, too. There's some other things coming up, too. So if this is something that's part-time, and then you can kind of see what's going to be happening with the job that you really want to do, because I know you really do want to stay at that hospital, you could do something like that. So you're keeping yourself open and available to it. And remember, we always have to hope for the best, right? We always have to pray and try to manifest what's going to be happening. But from what I can see, it does look like this is going to be real tough, a real thin process here. So I hope this helps a little bit, okay?
Yes, ma'am, it does. Yes, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Seriously, good luck, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rico. Thank you.
Good.
Oh, dear.
What you got lost out of the chat room?
Yeah, something happened. I think it's... Oh, God, how everything is, yeah. Government's trying to shut down my web pages. you know what I was talking about? Here I am. Right, you know, I was talking about Monsanto.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just closed down the thing I wanted to read. Right, this is on the Natural News website, again, talking about, you know, the march and people protesting about genetically modified food, and, you know, they should be labelled at least. You know, there's actually a load of countries that's banned Monsanto products. Like, I can't remember, somewhere like Switzerland and Ireland, and there was at least 20 on there already, so... Anyway, it's off the Natural News website. In one of the most devastating acts of destruction of its own credibility, Facebook engaged in yet more censorship of the free speech with the suspending of an account that posted a photo of children rallying against Monsanto during today's global march against Monsanto. The picture shows two children of Natural News reader Andrea Lalama. They are carrying hand-drawn signs that read, "Organic food, it's my medicine. Label GMOs, say no to GMO. And biopesticides equals autism, say no to GMO." After this picture was shared on Facebook by Natural News, Andrea's account was immediately suspended. Facebook displayed a message on her account which read, "Facebook, you have been restricted from interacting with pages until Saturday, June the 8th, 2013 at 6:47 p.m. At this point, Andrea can only repost other people's content, but is disallowed from posting her own content. Why? Because children with signs are obviously very, very dangerous to the establishment."
Well, you know, it's frustrating.
But, I mean... I mean, the problem is free speech. I mean, what I'd be tempted to do is actually say to the, you know, the kids asking, you know, do you understand the signs you're holding? You know what I mean? Just so they comprehend what's going on. Because,
right.
You know, some parents might just say, yeah, hold that sign, and they might not really understand what's going on, especially if they're young.
Right.
But I'm not saying that's the case here, but, you know, I'd you know,
right.
want to make sure the kids knew what they were protesting about. You know.
Well, you know, Marissa went, and Aaron went to the one in Nashville, Tennessee. And
is that the Aaron that's on the advert?
Her fiance, Aaron.
Yeah, on the advert.
And they had a really, really good time, and there were a lot of kids there, and, you know, there were the kids wearing those masks, you know.
Are you talking about the anonymous ones?
Yeah, the anonymous masks and stuff like that. And of course, when they were talking about it, I was thinking, I wonder if those kids know, or you know. But you know what? The parents that are going to be active enough to get their kids out there are going to tell them why they're there. You know, and there really are a whole lot of people that are homesteading, or that are, you know, growing things at home now that normally wouldn't be. People even growing things in the drainage, like drainage pipes, or those things that go around homes, and they have lined up on the walls. They're growing tomatoes and stuff like that, and that stuff. You know, there's people that are really doing whatever they possibly can, because they just, you know, they want to be able to take care of themselves in whatever way they possibly can. So, I mean, there's a lot of really bright kids.
They're trying to grow their own stuff.
Right, they're trying.
Until the law comes in and says, you can't plant these and grow these in your own garden. You got to remove them. And then they take them without consent and rip them up.
I guess it depends on where you are.
I know, but I mean,
it'll happen. I know it'll. I mean, I know it does happen. You know, people that are,
you can exactly like do it in secret as such, and go and grow some plants in your basement and hide them from the police like it was some illegal drug. You know, it's like they're ripping them off as if you're growing marijuana or growing some heroin plants or something. You know, it's like, it's, you know, how far will they go? I'm going to plant, you know, grow some cress to go with my egg salad in the garden. The government comes in, rubber bullets, and shoots you in the head and kidnaps your eggplant. I don't say anything about no eggplant. Cress. You take your egg salad with them as evidence.
Well, you know, I guess, like I said, it depends on where you live, because some people, like, you know, if you live in places that are rural and agricultural, they may not say anything, but there are some people who have been trying to grow gardens in their front yards in the city, and people say no to that. You know, some people don't want that. You know, it just, but you know, I guess it just depends on the place and the neighbors and just how crazy the people in charge can be. Let's listen to a song and then come back and take a caller. We're going to listen to a song.
Some fun now.
We're going to listen to a song. And when we come back, we're going to take the caller from 919. Also, if anybody wants to get in touch with us off the site, we have some links posted on the show banner area where the pictures and stuff like that. Stop! I can't even talk. Where the image of stuff flashes by.
And if you want to email me directly, my own personal, private, you know, email address, then you can send me an email at Bill Doyle, that's DOYLE, @live.com.
That's Bill Doyle @live.com. Okay, and we'll be right back. And in the meantime, we're going to have some fun now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was to me. It's awesome, and of course that's off the Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack.
That wasn't some fun. Now
I thought it was awesome.
It wasn't.
I love the soundtrack.
That wasn't some fun at all. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we're going to take a caller. We're going to take a caller at 919. Hold on just a moment. 919, this is Broken Earth Radio, Nunu and Bill. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hey. I have
a relationship question, Rena?
Yeah, it's not really a problem.
Yeah, I think the problem is just a slight delay.
I've been spending time with someone for the past 3 months. His name is John, and he's much younger than me, 20 years, which puts him at young. And I'm just curious about the situation, you know, how he's feeling. You know, of course, I mean, we're realistic and, you know, I mean, there's, you know, it can't really go some places, but, you know, I definitely don't want to just, I mean, I want some sort of a relationship, and I feel like it is, but I just don't know where he's at.
Okay. Well, let's see. Bear with me just a moment. Does like you a lot. Hold on just a moment. Okay.
And people know about
we got a story
it too.
What now?
And people know about it too, by the way. And I have a child that this age as well. I mean, they're grown, of
right.
course, you know, I mean, they're of legal age, but I had a child young, so I have a child this age as well.
Right. Well, I was kind of going back because I wanted to see something, but I'm not going to worry about going back. I'm going to what I see going on going forward. There is a point here, and I believe that we may be talking around September, okay?
Uh-huh.
It could be before that, but it's basically... it looks like it's around September where you guys do have a bit of a pullback. It does look like there's someone from his past coming back around, but it doesn't look like that really goes anywhere. And then I see him kind of coming back around again. And I also am kind of seeing that this is something that could happen again with a different person. So right now what you're kind of being told to do is just focus on having the good time that you're having. He really, really, really does like you. Something keeps making him feel like this is something that can't work. And it's not coming from his own mind. So if it's coming from your mind, what I would basically suggest, if you really want to see a great outcome, is to stop sabotaging things.
I mean, I want it to be like a normal relationship. I don't want people to have certain, I don't want me to act a certain way or him act a certain way just because it is what it is and the age difference. You know, like I would want to be treated the same way as he would treat someone his own age.
Let me ask you a question. Do you see him treat you differently?
No. But I just don't know in his mind if he's like, well,
he's not thinking about anything negative. It looks like this is coming from somewhere else, and it's not coming from him. That's why I'm saying that if you want to have a regular relationship, quit pushing him to be with somebody else. Or quit telling him that this is something that maybe can't work. You know, stop. And I'm not trying. You know, this is the first time we've spoken, so I don't want you to feel like I'm nagging at you or yelling at you. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm just basically saying that I'm seeing people come into the equation that he used to know, because it's almost like he's like, well, she doesn't think this is going to work, so maybe I should go talk to somebody that I used to date. Maybe that'll, you know, because it's like there's all this stuff that keeps happening because he's searching for a reciprocal relationship, and so are you, but you're so afraid of other people's opinions or that he may be missing out on something, and he just wants to be with you.
Oh,
so
no, I feel like that's him. Like, I feel like he might be like, well, I'm doing this right now, but she's 20 years older, so I might need to find myself, like, a real girlfriend, you know, or like a normal girlfriend, I suppose.
Well, now, the reason that I'm saying what I'm saying is because when I'm looking into this, he sees you as the object of affection. So I'm actually seeing that he's actually fine with this.
But like, he made a comment like he was...
Okay.
He made a comment that he was, like, single to me. And I was kind of like, well, I Hello?
You know, it really seems like, because, like I said, for some reason I'm seeing a lot of, and I hope I'm not just picking up off of your energy, because I'm trying not to do that. I really, really, you know, readers, we really are supposed to be striving not to pick up on your energy or not to pick up on your fear, to pick up on this third element, and also to be able to tell you what's happening from the other side, because you know what's happening with you. And what I'm seeing, and I'm just going to just say this, it does look like there are other people that are going to come into the equation, but then eventually he's like, no, I don't want that. I really want to be with her. And if this is what he just maybe needs to do so that he sees that you guys really have this great connection and that you really are honest and he can trust you and all that good stuff, and that you're all, you know, you're straight up about him and everything's all square, maybe that's just the experience he needs to go through for him to realize it. But this actually does look like this is something that's going to pan out well. This really does look like this is something that can pan out well. So just, you know, bear that in mind. Bear that in mind. But like I said, it does look like around September time, someone's coming into the picture, and then there's another one that's coming in, and these are both people from his past, and then he's going to finally get to a place where he's like, I don't have to do this. I really want to be with her, and then it's you know, then you and him are going to be okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, sometimes I feel like he will say things like that to start communication about this subject and see what I say. You know, sometimes people will feel things out.
When you said that, I was honestly like, you know, hearing He just wants her to say that, no, you're not single. Like, maybe he take a more passive approach with things because he just may be a passive person in relationships.
Yeah, and by the way, I don't know where I'm going with this, but, I mean, I definitely want the respect of someone, you know, I mean, saying that they're with me if they are with me, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So.
Right. I get it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening,
helpful.
Rebecca. Thank you very much
for
listening.
Thank you.
Okay. And no problem. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Just so the callers know, there's a slight delay between us. So just in case it gets a bit confusing, because we might talk over each other a little bit, just so they're aware of that. So, here's an interesting news article. Huge numbers of people on Earth are keen to leave the planet forever and seek a new life, homesteading on Mars. About 78,000 people have applied to become Red Planet colonists with the non-profit organization Mars One since its application process opened on April the 22nd. Officials announced Tuesday. Mars One aims to land 4 people on the Red Planet in 2023 as the vanguard of a permanent colony, with more astronauts arriving every 2 years thereafter. Mars One estimates that landing 4 settlers on Mars in 2013 will cost about $6 billion. Sorry, I sounded a bit like $6 billion. Anyway, the Netherlands-based organization plans to pay most of the bills.
I'm sorry.
You're right there.
I'm so sorry. $6 billion. Okay, go on, I'm sorry.
The Netherlands-based organization plans to pay most of the bills by staging a global reality TV event with cameras documenting all phases of the mission from astronaut selection to the colonists' first years on the Red Planet. That'd be interesting. I don't really like reality TV, but, you know. The application process extends until August the 31st. Anyone at least 18 years of age can apply by submitting to the Mars One website a 1-minute video explaining his or her motivation to become a Red Planet settler. Mars One charges an application fee which ranges from $5 to $75 depending on the wealth of the applicant's home country. United States citizens pay $38. When the application process closes, reviewers will pick 50 to 100 candidates from each of the 300 regions around the world that Mars One has identified. By 2015, this pool will be whittled down to a total of 28 to 40 candidates, officials said. This core group will be split into groups of 4, which will train for their one-way Mars mission for about 7 years. Finally, an audience vote will pick one of these. What? An audience vote? We'll pick one of these. What if somebody's really annoying and they like pick that person because they want to get them off Earth? Pick one of these groups to be humanity's first visitors to the Red Planet. It goes on, but you get the basic idea. But you know, there's a video on YouTube. Make your own opinion of it. If you go and watch it, there is actually a Mars landing video from the 1960s. Have a look on YouTube, some footage there. Go and have a look at it, see if you think it's real or not. But there's information out there which would indicate we've already been on Mars many years ago. And also, if you're interested in Mars and civilizations and other planets, you should check out Wayne Herschel's book, Hidden Records. Because after reading that, I am pretty much positive that there was a civilization, or there is a civilization on Mars, including pyramids. But don't take my word for it. If you're really interested, you should read. You need to read the whole book to understand the facts, to show you how it's not just a coincidence these anomalies on the surface match up to those of the stars and to pretty much every pyramid complex on the Earth. But I'll leave that. Check that out for yourselves. That's Wayne Herschel, Hidden Records.
Wayne Herschel. I wonder if they were really going to do this or if it's just going to be like in a studio someplace. And
what, you mean like the moon landing? Oh, God, Traverse. I'm just kidding. Or am I?
Stop.
Sorry. Let me see. What have we got here? Now. Brown cow. Here's something. It's kind of funny. Shouldn't be. Father who set up a video of paranormal activity accidentally films his girlfriend having sex with his teenage son instead. A father who rigged up a video camera in his kitchen to capture ghosts he thought were haunting his house accidentally caught his girlfriend making love to his teenage son instead. Convinced his home had been overrun by supernatural spirits, the man from Tasmania, Australia, set up the camcorder in his kitchen, pressed record, and went to work. But when he returned to view the footage, his paranoia turned to horror as he watched a partner of his 11 years enter the room and begin canoodling with the 16-year-old son. It goes on, but you get the idea there. That is just unfortunate.
That is a mess.
Because he didn't get any ghosts on camera.
I know. There was nothing supernatural there.
No. It was more like superb natural. Sorry, I couldn't think of a better joke.
I know you can't. Stop.
Super unnatural.
Super unnatural.
Oh, my dad's just texted me thinking he says my wine is very nice. I made some wine recently with currants in it and ginger. But, you know, I tried it. I wasn't really too sure about it myself. I can do better, but I'm very critical of myself sometimes. So, you know, anyway, don't look at me like that. I think we believe that we have a queue, a gathering of people.
Yeah, we have a queue full of folk.
A protest.
A queue full of fairy folk. Okay, let's play a song.
And
we're going to play a song, and then we're going to come back and take the caller from 205.
Some fun now.
We're not going to play some fun ever. Never again. I know that you and the kids love Little Shop of Horrors, but I cannot stand that show.
I didn't know the kids liked that film.
They love it.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me now.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody. This is Broken Earth, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the caller at 205. This is Bill and Nunu, and we'll be back in a moment.
I saw it written and I saw it say, the pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. The pink moon, then I get you on the pink moon. Yes, the pink moon. Pink. and it's always day. Bring the moon as I'm in play. None of you stand so tall. Bring the moon and I get you.
Welcome back. Sorry. I mean to do that, I was just really confused. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. That's Nunu and this is Bill. And I believe we're going to take another call.
Yes, we are. We're going to take a call from caller at 205. 205, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Yes, my name is Robbie. And I wanted to see if you see my relationship with a man named Jim. Right now it's a platonic relationship. We're close friends for about 4 years. I just want to know if it's going to ever be more than that, if there'll ever be a commitment.
You guys have just really been friends.
Right.
And with it being platonic, it's just been you guys just being straightforward friends.
Right. He calls me on a daily basis, and he'll get close to me, and then he'll pull away, but he won't. There's never been any romance between us.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I think what we really need to be asking is what it's going to take for him to want a romantic relationship. But we'll get a little bit of both of those questions kind of answered, okay? But remember, you just relax and bear with me just a moment. Let's see. But it kind of looks like I'm just going to put it out there to you. He already seems to already kind of see you like a girlfriend. But he just doesn't ever touch you, huh?
Right. He's been hurt very bad in a previous relationship, and I think he's afraid to get into another one.
You know, I'm going to tell you, there's this weird thing that's going on here, and we can't really spend all day talking about this, because it looks like it could take a while. But I'm just going to just gloss over it with this. And you know, I would like to really talk to you for real. I'm like, you know, actually do a real reading on this. And you know, we do have. And I'll put a link. We have a link on the radio thing for where you can get in touch with us outside of this. But sweetheart, you need to talk to him. You do. You need to really talk to him. And I actually am seeing that there's some ways that you can communicate with him without making this an ultimatum, because men never take ultimatums. Right. They rarely do. You know, but basically about just telling him, you know, sweetheart, I really want to surrender to this relationship, and I know you care about me, but I need to be able to touch you. I need to be able to have I want to be treated like a woman. And the reason I'm saying this is because he already sees you this way, but for some reason, you know, and when I go into this, he does have some upside down cups. Now, in health spreads, this can represent some blood issues. Like he could have some issues with even, you know, having an adult relationship that way. You know what I mean? But for the most part, he already feels this way about you. It's just, you know, making this, you know, getting this off the playground and into, you know, get it in, you know, into something that's really happening. You know what I mean? So he already feels this way.
Okay.
We need to have some real, we need to have some real conversations with him about, you know. You know
well,
what
I'm planning to move out of state within the next month, and I'm hoping he'll follow me. Do you see that possibly happening?
Okay. Now you're in Alabama?
Right, and I'm moving to Florida.
You're moving to Florida? I'm actually not seeing any problem with that. I'm really, I mean, believe it or not, everybody out there listening, I actually believe that he doesn't want to be in Alabama as much as you don't want to be in Alabama. So
okay.
I can see him following you, yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. That helps.
Okay, dear. All right, you hang in there. Hang in there.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. Sorry, that sounded a bit weird.
You always sound weird.
Bye-bye now. She sounded familiar. We've done a reading for it before.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
She sounds
familiar.
You know, probably because you talk to me every day. No, seriously, though, she could be.
Yeah.
She could be somebody that we've talked to before. But because we do talk to people more than once.
Well, we've got quite a few calls to
yeah, we do.
Attend, haven't we?
Yeah.
Did you want to take another one, or shall I?
Let's take another one. Let's take another one. And,
all right.
Hold on. Let's see. We have a caller from 203. I think that's Connecticut. Caller at 203.
This
is Broken Earth. How can we help you? Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
I'm calling from Connecticut. I have a question. I'm in a tough situation where I just leased this commercial space and ran into sufficient plumbing issues. And initially, the landlord goes, "Oh, I'll pay for it." But then after three plumbers came and went, something transpired. But I don't quite know exactly. Maybe the pricing was astronomical, but now it kind of, I feel like he's going back and forth. So I kind of want to know, do you think that this landlord is a good landlord, and is he going to kind of take care of the plumbing issues?
Who is he calling? Or who are you guys bringing in there? Because if you called someplace like Roto-Rooter that insures their work, You know what I mean? You will
somebody
have to
that
keep paying over and over and over again. So he's using.
Well, we never paid. I've only been here for like a month, and I had the health inspector out, and he pretty much identified things that are not up to code. So I don't know if he had, you know, what transpired before I came here, but I just recently ran into this problem, and so.
Right. Well, let's see if it's a. Look, we're just going to see if he's a good guy to be renting from. You know, he may be a great guy, but we just need to make sure that he really is a good guy to be renting from.
It doesn't really sound like it. It's not a very good start, is it, really? That's what the health inspector out, and he's already pointed, but it doesn't sound like a good landlord to me.
Well, I know. Like, I got mixed feelings because I met the last tenant on her way out, and then, you know, like, I heard some things, but I just kind of, you know, I don't know what type of relationship they had, so I took it with a grain of salt, but kind of these things are starting to come up, and I'm like, because it's three of them, actually, but he seems really nice, but I don't know, it's just something weird about this situation. Like, I don't have a good feeling about it.
Have you been there since April?
Yeah, April 10th.
Okay. Well, basically, it looks like you won't renew a lease if you have a year, because it looks like
it's actually a year.
Is it a
3-year lease. It's a 3-year lease.
Well, Okay, well, I see here, it looks like it's April time. That's why I was asking about April, where it looks like you may break the lease.
Ooh.
So no matter what you do. But basically, if I spun it a different way, the latest I could see you there, if I spin this in a different way, just to suit what you've just said, it looks like it would be April that's still April of 16, so that's still 3 years, isn't it?
Huh. So do you think I made a bad decision by coming here?
Well, let me just put it this way, because I want to stick with my initial intuition, and I don't want to fit it to what you're trying to say. It already looks like you know what you're dealing with. It says you're already sitting on the world, which means you already know what's happening. You know what's happening. He looks like a good guy, but it looks like you've just got to really, like, it's not a good. He needs to do some things with the place and not be trying to rent it out, basically. But it does look like, because it says you bring the scissors out.
Yes! Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's how come I'm saying it looks like you're not going to be stuck with it. It also looks like there's a point here when you're going to be able to, because he doesn't want, it says he does not want justice for himself, it looks like he's actually going to give you money back. So you may be able to handle this for a little bit, but for the most part, it looks like it says that the cups are upside down in that place, and so is the chariot, which basically is saying that this has some flow issues. There's some problems, and with the chariot upside down, it looks like there's clogs. There's all kinds of stuff going on in that place. They need to just probably take everything out and put it in there again, or rip it down and you know what I mean? It looks like issues that are so bad off that there's something is just going to keep happening and keep happening and keep happening.
Oh, my goodness, that's not good. This is my first business, and, I want to be successful.
Are you doing hair or are you doing clothes?
Yeah, hair.
So it's whatever your beauty is, which is because it looks like you work with beauty, it does look like it makes it kind of difficult for you. And there's going to consistently be some issues, but I'm not seeing you stay there the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, that
but remember when you get, when you go into a new place, or even with him, when talk to him, because like I'm telling you, if you call these places, like Roto-Rooter, they put a warranty on their work, and if something happens within a certain amount of time, they come back out for nothing.
But this is initial stuff. It's like initial stuff for insulation of, it's plumbing things, but installation of sinks, and I think that they had seven sinks kind of connected go into a small drainage pipe that was not. None of it was up to code. Like, the three people that he sent out here pretty much would not take the job because I guess I don't know if he didn't want to pay or what. But I just want to know, me leaving this place prematurely, is that going to be a result of something that I do, or is it a result of kind of like property issues, like issues with the space itself?
It's issues with the space itself. And I'm going to there's words that you can use because if you have issues with water, there's going to be mold. And all you got to do is just start freaking out on him, and he'll probably let you out of your lease.
Really? Well, yeah, he
I'm
let
sure
the last girl out.
Lease with if it's not up to health and safety standards, so you don't have to stay there, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to start saying the right things. If you're like me, I always try to be pliable. Bill is always, going off on somebody, and then I'm like the person that's just kind of like, we can do this, and da 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 da. And he's screaming, you need this, and he has no problem standing up for things, and I'm the one that's just kind of like, and it's because we're women, you know, we want to be able to negotiate. We want to be able to think that everybody is coming out from the best place possible, because we do. We really
yeah,
do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a pretty flexible person. Yeah, but I mean, I have no, like, I'm transitioning out of one situation going into this, and I didn't really want any interruptions. You know, I just wanted to kind of, I did say today, it's so funny that you mentioned this, that I thought to myself, I probably will be looking for something when that third year approaches, because the space is not big enough for everything that I want to do, but for a starting point, I think it's a good place for us to build our clientele. That's what I think.
Right.
You know.
And, you know, just get you some clientele in there, and just, you know, and then, you know, I'm pretty sure that the place where you're in, you know, it's, you'll be able to find something. What town are you in?
Right now, New Haven. The New Haven will be
town. You're in New Haven?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, you're in a very good location, period, and you're in, because, you know, there's not a lot of huge cities in Connecticut. So I mean, you're in an area that is centralized enough that you can find another place, and your people can find you. You know, so try to look at this as positively as possible, but say the right things to the guy, because I do think that there's going to reach a point where you just.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. Which you just went out for a second.
Oh,
you
I said that
you're going to
reach a point where. I said that you're going to reach a point where you've just had enough.
Really?
You know what I mean? It's going to be, you know, when somebody keeps coming and keeps coming. And like I said, I do see him willing to, you know, do something for you, because he just doesn't want any problems.
Yeah. Well, I told him, I said, listen, I'm holding off because I don't want the town to come and find you. So we got to work something out here, you know.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, you don't want to fall out with your landlord, really. You know, so you're going to choose your words wisely. So if you end up staying
yeah,
for 3
yeah.
years, you want to be things to be as smooth as possible, a good relationship with him. You know, you don't want to be going ranting and raving and swearing at him, and
like
he finds out things get sorted out. Yeah, like I would.
Yeah, but you're a man, so it's like a man for, you know, approaching
yeah,
a man.
I'm a real
female,
man.
You know?
Yeah, he has a
maybe
shirt.
I should have a word with him. Yeah.
My shirt has bubbles on it. Okay, well, thank you so much. And let us know
thank
how
you.
You're doing, okay, dear?
Okay. Thank
all right,
you.
Love. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's take the call at 412, and then we'll take a little bit.
I don't know
break.
About that caller. Maybe we should make them wait just a little bit longer.
Okay, we'll make them wait.
I'm just kidding.
No, we're going to take the caller at 412, and then we're going to take a little bit of a break and come back and do a little bit of talking. And then after that, we're going to talk to Raquel. But right now, 412, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Veronica, and I had a question about love. And I've been seeing a guy named Kent, and we had a little bit of a falling out. Do you see us getting that together again? Just yesterday.
You said his name was Chance?
Kent. K-E-N-T. Kent.
Oh, Kent. Kent. Okay, hold on just a moment. Okay. So you had a falling out. Did this falling out happen yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you guys are still I mean, did you guys speak already today?
I was sending messages to him apologizing for what I don't even really know what I'm apologizing for. but just trying to make things work. And the only thing, he got a little smart mouth with me, but then the only other thing was, after, like, I think like an hour ago, I posted something on Facebook about an article, and he responded to that. That was about it.
So, I mean, tomorrow, the next day, you know, just over the next couple of days, it looks like things should be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll be okay.
So we're not totally breaking up, like...
No. No.
Okay. All right. So does he really like me? Like, it's weird. Like, I don't understand. Like, he gets so angry about everything.
What I'm actually seeing, dear, because he definitely looks like he's got some things going on with him. It looks like he's getting angry about other things, and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see you as the type of person that you like to talk it out. Like, I mean, I hear you saying, let's talk. Just talk to me. Just talk, you know. And he's, oh, my gosh, I don't want to talk. You know, he just, it's not even, it doesn't have to turn into this, but it just does. So, I mean, he's got some issues that are here. I mean, they're obviously here. And it just makes him really come across as somebody who's just inconsiderate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like he's got business issues, work issues that are really the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When he starts seeing some progress in this point of his life, things will become a lot more simple.
Okay. All right. So I'll just hang in.
Try not to take it so personally. Really try not to.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, dear. Hang in there.
Oh. Bye-bye.
Okay. You there?
I'm here.
Here? Okay, so I think we should listen to a song and come back and take a call. We have quite a few people. We may not be able to get to everybody and close the show out properly because, I mean, there's more people just popping in as we're talking. But let's take a break because I really need to kind of rest my mind for just a moment.
6-minute track.
Close to it. And no, it won't be. Some fun now. I'm just playing.
Wait, three times.
I'm just joking around about it, but it's not going to be that one.
Nick Cave?
Probably.
Take a little walk to the edge of town and go across the track. Where the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand. Wrap you in his arms, tell you that you've been a good boy. He'll rekindle all the dreams that took you a lifetime to destroy. He'll reach deep into the hole, heal your shrinking soul, but there won't be a single thing that you can do. He's a god, he's a man, he's a ghost, he's a guru. They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Thank you. get you some. You don't have no car, we'll get you one. You don't have no self-respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, 'cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands, packs a green paper in his red right hand.
Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hello. Basically, it's a career question. I have a few options in my path, and I'm kind of looking to get some guidance of which is going to be the best one.
Hold on just a moment. You sound like you are speaking
into a pillow.
Like maybe into a microphone or something, and we can't hear you.
We can't really hear you.
Hang on.
No.
Can you hear me any better now?
Yes, a little bit. It still sounds a little muffled, but it's a lot better.
I'm talking right by the microphone, so I'm hoping you can hear me.
Okay.
It's career-wise, I have a few options that are in front of me, but I'm kind of looking for some guidance as to which direction I should be heading in.
For your career, what direction you should be taking?
Yes, that's right.
Hold on just a moment.
Thanks.
Okay. We want to keep this kind of simple, okay, because this could go on for a while. So, but bear with me just a moment. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. I want to ask you a question about one of these places. Is one of these places asking you to move?
One of them would involve travel, yeah.
Okay. And there's another one that looks like it would offer you a lot of money, except they won't offer you a commitment.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it looks like there is another one, but something tells me that this may not be on the table yet, where it actually does look like you may end up how can I put this? It's like it kind of looks like you might be working from home.
Okay.
But it's like, I don't know why this is contradictory. There's some contradiction to it. It's like it looks like you may work from home, but then they may end up telling you they want you to be where they are or something. This is something that it's kind of funky. But it actually looks like it's a really good opportunity. But it doesn't start out exactly the way they think like you think it will.
Okay.
So this is what you're being told to do. This is what you're really being told to do. You're being told to go into the plan that has more structure behind it.
Right.
Because let's say that you go take this job that offers you tons of money, but they're not making any promises. They could all of a sudden call you up after you start and just say, you know what, never mind. And you haven't got anything. So whatever actually has a backbone or an outline to it, or whatever has a skeleton to it, whatever has a foundation, you know what I mean? Go for that, because that's going to be, because you're not going to be confused about the potentials. You're going to look at what's actually concrete. Okay.
Right. So that would be like the working from home that goes on to something else.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that makes sense.
No, that makes
that's
perfect
simple
sense.
Enough.
Yeah, it is very simple
and
it makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, all right, dear. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was just looking at that.
Oh my gosh. Stop looking at that.
I was paying attention to the show is what I was doing.
No,
I've been looking at silver coins, haven't I?
For quite a few.
I bought myself a Somalian elephant 1 ounce silver coin because I've become obsessed with them suddenly.
I can't wait to see what you got me.
I should be there in a couple of days.
I'm excited.
It's not much, but it's, you know. That's what we counts, right?
Whatever.
Wow.
I'm just joking. It's a joke. It's a joke.
I'll be the last of them.
It's a joke.
But a word of advice, you know, if anybody's buying any silver coins, you know, it's a bit of an investment, or, you know, you want your money to be somewhere else instead of the bank. If you're looking at silver coins, don't get ones that say they're layered. Or plated, because layered is just another word for plated, basically. And if you buy any coins, normal coins, nickel or copper coins that are plated with anything like gold or silver, they actually become more worthless than the actual coin themselves in a, you know, physical value sense. Maybe not in a sentimental way, but, you know, I mean, you can't actually spend that money anymore because it's been altered that way. And secondly, the process for smelting it down and trying to get that bit of silver off, it would cost more than it would for the actual plated precious metal on top of that. So just go for the solid stuff, you know, solid 0.925 sterling silver or 0.999, or gold if you can afford it. But, I mean, an ounce of gold, an ounce coin, troy ounce, I think they're called, which is, I think it's about 31 grams. I mean, that's going to be probably about a grand for one of them.
Wow.
You'd be like, oh, drop me coin somewhere. Drop me £1,000 coin down that drain.
I accidentally tried to buy a soda with it.
Yeah, oh no, I bought a packet of crisps at the shop and I gave him the wrong money. No.
Now you got me that, you got me one year, this a chalice, the silver chalice for my birthday. And if, you know, if this was actually solid silver, it would be probably worth $250 million.
Yeah.
It's so big and awesome. But it, but I'm going to tell you, it tarnishes. It constantly tarnishes, so I have to constantly, you know, keep it up. It takes about 2 weeks, and then it has to be cleaned again every 2 weeks or so.
Right. And you drink your beer out of it?
I drink my blood out of it.
Yes.
In a couple of weeks, we've been announcing this for a little bit, but in a couple of weeks we are going to have an interview with Bob Register. He is a guy that is doing like a country music ghost tour.
At the same time.
Yes. He's going to be, he's starting a tour of different, you know, people that say their homes are haunted that are country music people. So it's a twist on country music fandom and also ghost hunting. And one of the people that he's working with right now, he's completely in love with, is Loretta Lynn. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be a lot of fun. He's also a great photographer. Yeah.
I was going to say, Blog Talk Radio better be doing what it should be on that day. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be pretty annoyed if we put this on for the interview. It's all scrambled that we can't get on, or, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very frustrating.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd also like to, I want to interview, I have to talk to him about it, but I want to interview. I went to college with a guy who became a psychic. He was always psychic, but we're very intuitive, and he became a psychic before, you know, up until the point when he passed away last September. And he has, he had a life partner that I have become, you know, kind of Facebook friends with. He's a photographer of phenomenal. It's just crazy photographs he takes, and some of them look like paintings. And put a couple of his pictures up on the Facebook page, and I'd like to sit back and talk with him about what he's been doing since, and also just, you know, just, you know, what, because he's just doing such profound things, and I think that'd be a great interview to talk with people who are going through their healing process, you know, to offer some of us, you know, who have had some experiences, especially like myself, you know, my father's been gone for a month, you know, just different ways of healing and processing things, you know. So this is, you know, I think that'll be a whole lot of, a lot of information, a lot of fun, and I just, you know, just a really good thing for us all. And plus, like I said earlier, having a show about forgiveness, about, you know, someone who really wants to talk about needing this or their process in it, I think that would be just incredible, incredible show to do. So what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing. I was going to read out just a very brief bit of this. Wells Fargo forecloses on homeowner for making early mortgage payments. Florida man, family man, who not only made his mortgage payments on time but made payments early faces foreclosure by Wells Fargo. The explanation for initializing the foreclosure proceedings by Wells Fargo was nothing short of amazing and offers a sad commentary on how little has changed despite the 2008 financial crisis exposed reforms like Dodd-Frank. I'm not going to read it out, but I mean, that's ludicrous, isn't it? Foreclose on it. You're paying us too early, paying us too much money, we're going to foreclose on you. So, you don't pay in time, foreclose on you, pay too early, foreclose on you, you've got to get it just right.
That is weird. That's just weird.
I know.
It's weird. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre world.
There's another thing I was talking about 3D printers last week and blueprints for 3D guns and stuff. 3D
right.
guns. You know, none of those 2D crappy guns that you get. These are 3D. The kitchen of the future could see all our fancy devices, even refrigerators and ovens, replaced by a 3D printer which will create meals from cartridges full of carbohydrates, protein powders and oils. The concept might sound rather far-fetched there, but NASA has just given 3D printer firm Systems and Materials Research Corporation a six-month, $125,000 grant to focus on developing a universal food synthesizer. That doesn't seem like a lot of money, really, does it? 125 grand. Grand. Really? Yeah. Device similar to the replicator used in several of the Star Trek TV series, which enabled crew members to create their favorite foods. NASA is investing in the project because it wants to make it easier to transport nutrients in bulk through space. But SMRC's founder, Anjan Contractor, believes the device will ultimately help solve the Earth's looming food crisis. I don't see how that would work, really. How could it save the food? If you've got the cartridges with food in there, all it did was squishing them together and making them into different shapes, right?
Right.
So you'd be like, if you were really that hungry, you'd be like, if it's print out some shapes, I'm going to scoop out the cartridges and eat the carbohydrates and proteins in there.
Oh, my goodness. If you could use it for tofu.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, at this moment in time, I don't understand how it could solve the food crisis if you're basically putting the food bits you need in the cartridges, which is then going to be used to splodge it into different shapes and different, you know, what's the word?
Forms, shapes,
compounds, different, I don't know. But you know what I mean? I don't know. But, you know, it'd be interesting. In space, you know, have you printed out your spanner that you need. I'm going to print out, you know, a waffle sandwich.
But what would it taste like? That's the question.
I know, that's it. I mean, packed it full of carbohydrates and proteins and stuff. I've got a picture of some weird stuff here. You can go onto the Daily Mail website and search for food synthesizer, and it's got some weird looking pasta kind of shape things. It looked like it would taste like, I don't know, it's weird.
It probably would taste like chalk.
What if your printer developed a fault and like started printing combinations that tasted like poop, literally?
I think you're getting too carried away. I think it's time for us to take a caller.
Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. Caller at 302, this is Broken Earth Radio. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. And,
thank you for calling.
I wanted to ask you if you could give me some insight on a relationship I've been having with a gentleman named Tom and where that will go, and will it lead to marriage?
Okay, what is your name, dear?
Karen?
Okay. All right. Let's, I'm trying to think about the best way to really approach this to keep it very simple and helpful. Hold on just a moment. Let's see. Okay, this is pretty deep, and we got a lot of stuff that, I want to ask you a question. Is he currently trying to get out of another relationship?
Yes,
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's something that needs to be really, really, really dealt with before we even get on a racetrack to even talk about marriage with you and him. Okay? Because I'm seeing a very, very long, strenuous process to this.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you this. Go on.
No, go ahead. I want to.
Okay, right now, and what's bothering me, this is what's bothering me, and remember, this is, I want to keep this simple, and we also want to keep this positive. But what really does bother me is that you still appear as the other woman. And when we can get you out of that spot, that's when we can start talking about everything else. So but it does look like he is trying to restructure his life, and this is something that's positive. I definitely see that. I definitely see that he cares about you a great deal. I'm not questioning that at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about you and how long you're willing to stick in this. Because I can see that there's a process here that looks like it's getting you tired, like you're really starting to get a little fed up.
Somewhat, but I know that it's been over for them for a long time. That for me isn't an issue or him. It's just a matter
of
timing for the children, my children and his, just two.
Okay. Right. Like I said, I'm not concerned about how he feels.
So it's not going to be any entanglement or that she would object or anything. You know, it's been over for both for a long time.
Right. No, I mean, and that's what I'm talking about is just the process, the waiting. That's what I'm talking about, the waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because it looks like it's going to be a while.
Okay.
So, but like I said, I'm not questioning how he feels about you. I definitely see this man cares about you. It's just, the waiting is going to be the hardest part.
Yeah, that's true. That's always difficult. Yeah. But do you see us getting together long term?
In the long term? After a while, yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, then that would be good. That would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think that probably the best thing to remember is that time goes by really fast. You have tons of other things to put your energy into. And then when he's, you know, actually kind of, you know, dismantled everything, so to speak, like it's kind of like the play is over. Now we're striking the set. When you get to a place where he's actually striking the set, then that's when you then kind of see how you feel.
Okay. Well, that's at least encouraging.
I don't want you to feel discouraged because I definitely see them striking the set. It's just the time.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, it's moving on.
And you may already
get
it. Yeah, you may actually already know how long it's going to take. You know what I mean? And so you may be like, no, it's all good. As long as I know that there's potential. And I'm going to tell you that he has feelings for you, that he sees you as a part of his life. However, you know, this is still the character that you represent. And then, you know what I mean? Then if we look at this in cycle form, it's going to be years. It's going to be some years. But on the other side of that, you've got your new beginning.
Right. Okay. Well, then that's encouraging.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
All right, dear.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You hang in there. Okay, dear. Bye-bye. We got about 12 minutes, and so we may not be able to take any more calls, and I'm really sorry about that to all the people that are in the queue. You were going to say something.
I was?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I was, but I always have something to say.
I know that.
Okay, large-scale tests on U.S. supermarket honey now reveals that roughly 75% of honey on the market isn't even real.
What?
According to according to an investigation by Food Safety News, today's mass-produced honey is oftentimes void of real pollen, artificially processed and laundered from China. Honey manufacturing experts in the World Health Organization agree that real honey must contain the true microscopic particles of pollen to be considered real, with an identifiable source. Honey void of pollen is an artificial nutrition void, watered-down scam. Much of the honey hitting supermarket shelves is derived from an ultra-filtering procedure that heats honey to high temperatures, forcing the natural substance at high pressure through extremely small filters to remove pollen. In this way, manufacturers conceal the identity of the source of honey, which is a technique used by the Chinese, who have illegally dumped tons of their honey in the U.S. market for years. The Chinese are responsible for dumping dangerous antibiotics, artificial sweeteners, and leaching copious amounts of heavy metals into imported honey products. So you'll be ingesting fake. Here we are, Alan. After hearing about the U.S. grocery stores being flooded with unidentified honey, Food Safety News began an investigation into several outlets that sold foreign honey. They purchased 60 different containers of honey from 10 different states, buying a wide range of from a wide range of supermarkets. They then sent the honey samples to Premier. Wow. Melissopalynologist. What? And professor.
Well, I believe Melissa. I think the name Melissa, doesn't that represent bees or honey or something like that? I think
it could be Melissa, paleontologist. I don't know. I'm professor at Texas A&M University. What he found was roughly that 3/4 of the honey contained no pollen, making it unidentifiable and unsafe. Of that average, he found out that 100% of Winnie the Pooh sold in Walmart stores, pollen removed. 100% of honey from individual packets from KFC and McDonald's had all pollen removed. 77% of honey from big box stores like Costco, Sam's Club, and Target had no trace of pollen. 100% of honey from drugstores like Walgreens and CVS Pharmacy had all the pollen filtered out. He did not find out, however, that honey purchased from co-ops, farmers' markets, and stores like Trader Joe's contained the full amount of original pollen.
Wow.
Sorry, he did find out, however, that honey purchased from these did have the full amount of pollen. So, you know, dodgy.
Well, I looked at Melissa, and Melissa means honey, and it also means bee. And the name Deborah, and I remember this learning this as a little girl, Deborah means honeybee. But neither one of those names sound the same, but, I mean...
Might sound a bit like Cockney rhyme and slang. Look at all the Deborahs out today. Cockney rhyme and slang. You know what Cockney rhyme and slang is? No?
Well, you do it all the time, but I'm just... But I don't know... I can't hear it. Look at all the bees out today? The Deborahs out today? The bees?
No, well, I'm going to go up the apples and pears. That means you're going to go up the stairs.
Okay.
It's complicated.
No, it's actually not. I get it. I do.
Well, yeah.
I do. I get the grasp of what it is, but if you asked me to do it, I would say no. I think we need to start closing the show out.
Okay, one last thing quickly. Yeah.
Okay.
The United States government claims 100% ownership over all your DNA and reproductive rights. The astounding revelation has emerged from the fact that the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office claims the power to assign ownership of your DNA to private companies and universities who apply for patents on your genes. To date, more than 4,000 genes have been assigned ownership to corporations and universities by the U.S. Patent Office, such as assignment of ownership proves that the government believes it owns 100% of all human genes. You cannot transfer ownership of something unless you first own it yourself. It goes on, but I just wanted to read that out.
That is nuts.
So who owns your DNA?
That is crazy. Scary.
Anyway, so there you go.
It's very frightening. It's very scary, don't you know?
So, there you go.
There we go. Well, next week, hopefully, you know, I'll have everything squared away for one of our interviews. And we'll be able to play the Monsanto business.
Well, what? The chemtrails.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to play that. Oh, is that what it is, the chemtrails?
Yeah, she didn't mention the Monsanto. It's just about chemtrails.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll be able to play that. And, you know, we'll have an awesome show next week.
Yeah. Just like this one, you mean?
I feel like you're looking at me as if I'm saying something. I'm
next, week we'll have an awesome show. We promise. That's what it sounds like. I'll tell you what, people should, you know, make sure you check out the archive, or if you listen to this on the archive already, then you're already there. Congratulations.
You made it.
Or if you want to listen to the show about Mel's hole, which is like some weird interdimensional parallel universe hole, then check that out. It's our last show that we did. We spoke about that, so check that out. And feel free to check out the other shows as well.
Yes, feel free. Feel free to do that. And remember, you can find us on Facebook under Broken Earth Radio Show. You can find me on Facebook as well under Psychic Nunu. You can find Bill both of those ways. But you can also reach him if you just want to send him an email at BillDoyle@live.com. And we didn't play any ads this week. Whoops. Oh, well. It's all right. And I think that that's basically it. Oh, one last thing. If anyone wants to talk about any forgiveness, if anybody wants to actually kind of sit back and start working on this for your process, hi, Caribbean. Hey. Just, you know, give us a, you know, look us up or give us a call, and, you know, we'll be able to do that. And, if you are listening to us on the archives, or if you're listening to us right now, you can find our links accessible, and you can just press them and get in touch with us that way, too. And remember, one of the things that I was thinking about all day, this morning, today, whatever, will be that it's a quote by Vince Lombardi. We will be relentless in our pursuit for perfection. We won't ever be perfect, but in the process, we will achieve greatness. And that makes me feel awesome today. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we go?
No, apart from I'm starting to have audio problems. I've lost the sound in one ear. Well, it's happened now.
At least it happened now. And we will talk to you guys very soon. And in the meantime, we will head out the door listening to some True Blood, because True Blood's fixing to start up soon. I'm really excited about that. Actually, you know what? I think we're going to listen to something else because we don't have enough time for that. But everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.